Facebook has come under fire for its dealings with Cambridge Analytica, a data analytics firm that was hired by and worked with Donald Trump's election campaign. The unprecedented breach of trust occurred when Facebook extracted data from 50 million user accounts. How exactly did this happen? Well, between 2013 and 2015, Cambridge Analytica harvested the profile data of millions of Facebook users without those users' permission and used that data to build a massive targeted marketing database based on each user's individual likes and interests. The firm advertised the slogan, "We find your voters and move them to action," on its website. If you're wondering how or why people just handed over their data, it was all done under the guise of a personality test app. This is your digital life. The quiz collected data from its users, whilst also exposing a loophole in Facebook API that allowed it to collect data from the Facebook friends of the quiz takers as well. Although Facebook prohibited the selling of data collected with this method, Cambridge Analytica sold it anyway. The firm offered tools that could identify the personalities of American voters and influence their behaviour. The firm's idea was to map various personality traits based on what people had liked on Facebook, and then use that information to target those audiences with digital ads. It's been revealed that Facebook knew in 2015 that its user information had been harvested on an unprecedented scale. This makes Mark Zuckerberg's apology disingenuous on top of an already worsening PR situation for his company. Zuckerberg's initial Facebook post addressing the situation didn't say he or the company was sorry. It took until a televised broadcast interview with CNN for him to verbalize an apology, at which point his brand had already greatly suffered.
So this was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened. We have a basic responsibility to protect people's data, and if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people.
Facebook's share price also took a massive fall this week in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Facebook's share price is thought to have wiped approximately $45 billion off of the stock's overall value. Since the news of Cambridge Analytica's involvement in the election of Donald Trump, a whistleblower has also shed light on their alleged involvement with Brexit. He told The Observer that Vote Leave, a pro-Brexit group, channeled money through another campaign to a firm linked to the controversial data company Cambridge Analytica in a potential breach of electoral law. I spoke earlier to Professor Deborah Lupton, Centenary Research Professor in the Faculty of Arts and Design at the University of Canberra. Deborah researches aspects of the social and political dimensions of digital data. Although she isn't too concerned with the breach, and thinks most of the coverage is conveniently being overblown by media.
Well, I think there's actually been quite a moral panic in the press about it. I think they pose much less of a danger than some journalists have tried to represent. I think there's a lot of questions about how effective Cambridge Analytica's method of data profiling is. Cambridge Analytica, for its own part, has tended to overblown the effects that they can have on elections to basically sell themselves to political parties. There's a lot of unknowns around whether in fact the Facebook data that the person from Cambridge University, Alexander Cogan, whether those data are actually even used in the Trump election. So I think there's a lot of actually inaccuracies going on in the media about this whole issue.
Okay, well, Cambridge Analytica, as you say, may not pose as much as a direct threat as we think, but what about the technology that they employ in general? Do they pose potential harm to create things like online echo chambers, for example, to potentially influence outcomes for elections, for example?
I think what's happening is that the world is still reeling from the Trump election, and people are looking for actors and agencies to blame, because it's many, many commentators, many political scientists and social researchers still quite can't understand why it was that Trump was elected. So I think there's a lot of people casting around for trying to understand that phenomenon. And I think that often companies like Cambridge Analytica or any other media company or a company that works with political parties in doing targeted political advertising have become in some ways a scapegoat for the world's kind of despair at what happened with the Trump election and sort of lack of understanding of how that phenomenon happened. I think there's a lot that social researchers and political scientists need to still investigate.
We're going to go now and investigate every app that has access to a large amount of information from before we lock down our platform. And if we detect any suspicious activity, we're going to do a full forensic audit.